Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 6th of April, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and we've got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. We're starting off your Monday with some Windows 10 crashing. Actually, it's more of not booting correctly. Now, a couple of weeks back, Microsoft released the KB4541335 update. And you should probably guess, that update, yeah, it's got a lot of bugs in it. The biggest bug is a boot failure. Yeah, not the kind of bug you really want. Some of them we can take, but boot failure, yeah, you might as well just throw the thing out the window. Many users who have actually installed the latest update from Microsoft have taken to the Microsoft Answer forums. Most have been saying they've got major boot failures, and a few others have actually said their performance, yeah, it's gone downhill. Now, as the time of doing this podcast for you today, Microsoft hasn't said crap. Probably the reason why this is because the K4541335 update, it was actually marked as optional. So if you haven't installed it yet, you might want to skip it. What does Apple do in quarantine? Well, hell, they just decide, let's buy something. According to 9to5Mac, that's exactly what they've done by buying NextVR. Now, the purchase hasn't completely gone through yet. No, they're in the planning stages. So no, they've not written out that check yet for $100 million. Yes, you heard that correctly, $100 million. And for those of you that have not heard of NextVR, they are supposedly the world's best virtual reality platform for live sports, which aren't really happening right now. They do other things as well, though, music and entertainment, both not really happening right now. So who knows from Apple's point of view, maybe this is a buy it low, let's sell high. Or let's buy it cheap while we can. I don't know. What we do know is NextVR has actually informed its employees about the acquisition and that their employees will actually have to relocate after the acquisition is complete. If you watch through Netflix and, man, there ain't nothing to watch anymore. I've watched everything. Maybe I'll go over to Disney Plus. Crap, I've watched everything. Well, how about trying out QB? Because it's nothing like Netflix or Disney Plus. There may be some of you that know exactly what I'm talking about. Most of you are probably saying, what the hell is QB? Well, it's a short-form video platform for people. The actual intention of QB is actually to seize those lost minutes in the day. You know, the times when we used to go out, you know, on a train, on a bus, going to work. You know, to pass the time. You ain't got time for a long movie on Netflix, but you've got time for some stupid story. QB was actually supposed to be launching here in a few weeks, but because of what's going on right now, they've pushed up the release date and decided to launch QB starting, well, right now as we're talking. QB's hoping that this is the perfect time to launch yet another streaming service to get some more eyeballs coming their way, you know, when people are already sick of Netflix and Disney Plus. Now, QB, from what we can tell, is not going to be free, although currently right now it is free, a 90-day free trial. As for after those 90 days of free is up, it's going to set you back $4.99 a month. And finally, boy, Zoom was all the rage last week for all the wrong reasons. Why not start out this week with the same crap? We all know a lot of people have adopted Zoom, you know, so they can do online lessons, business meetings, all this sort of stuff. Problem is, though, is your privacy went out the window when you decided to use it. That's why American schools are now banning Zoom and actually switching over to Microsoft Teams. This actually all started with the counselor of New York's Department of Education. He actually sent out an email to school principals telling them to cease using Zoom as soon as possible. As for Zoom and how they reacted to this, well, via a tweet they said Zoom is safe to use for both you, personally, and your businesses. But, yes, there is a but. You should read through on how to best protect yourself and your company. In other words, read the really small, fine print with a magnifying glass and even a bigger magnifying glass after that. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, conveniently located at britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. Yes, they provide the bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network. They do a damn good job, too, and we think they'll do a damn good job for you as well. Check them out today at tsohost.com. Find us on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And definitely come by our BTN community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of the conversation, so join us today. You've got no excuse. You're you're at home right now. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fine Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.